In today's world, freedom is paramount. We live in the land of the free. We pursue freedom. We share it with others. But how do we define freedom? What is a free person? Rav Kook, in his comments on the Haggadah, in his introductory remarks when he describes Pesach and the difference between chametz and matzah, he describes what he thinks is the difference between a free person and a slave. Because, says Rav Kook, it's not a social or economic status. He says you could find a person who is a slave, but they have the spirit of a free person. Conversely, you can have a person who is free, but they have a ruach shel eved. They have the feeling that they're shackled, that they're enslaved. So what distinguishes between servitude and freedom? Says Rav Kook, the difference, the definition of freedom, is lihiyot ne'eman lo'atzmiyut ha'pnimit shelo. To be true to your essential inside self. A person who is a slave is not true to themselves. They are subject to the whims and to the will of others, whether it's social pressure, a master of some kind of external force, economic or otherwise. They're not true to themselves. But a free person, and it doesn't matter what economic status they are, is somebody who is true to themselves. Says Rav Kook, tshuva is about being free. For deep down, each one of us is a pure, good soul. We were created pure, just like the world itself in the world of Gan Eden. We were created naturally, says Rav Kook, to be in tune with goodness and godliness in the world. That's who we are deep down. We are a soul. Yet, then we got bogged down. Over the course of our lives, we got bogged down with sin, with mistakes, with barriers that distance us, not just from Hashem, not just from God, but from who we are naturally, deep down. We've become, in some cases, overwhelmed by this ugliness, by this distance. That is, until tshuva. Tshuva frees us from this burden. It enables us to get back to ourselves, to who we really are. It's not easy, but enables us to confront ourselves and identify what part of us is real, what part of us is atzmiyut hapnimit, our deep inside, and what part is something else. Says Rav Kook in Orot regarding the first mistake of Adam HaRishon, Hashem says to him, Ayeka, where are you? Eifo ha'ani shelcha? Where is your sense of self? The true you that was created? It's lost since you made that mistake. Tshuva says, I return not just to Hashem, but I return to myself. This freedom to be who we really are through the process of tshuva is incredibly emancipating. It's incredibly uplifting. Rav Kook describes the feeling, the beginning of the third chapter of Orot HaTshuva. Umargish bekirbo et hachirut hakdosha. A person feels the holy freedom. Hani imam ma'od lenafsho hanala. That is so sweet and so pleasant to his weary soul. V'hu olecho mitrape, goes on, the person who is engaged in tshuva, we feel so much better. Mitrape, we are healed. V'zoare ora shel shemesh hachesed. And imagine, he says, the rays of the sun of kindness. Chesed elyon, an exalted kindness. Sholchim elavet kavehim. Those rays are beaming down on us. V'hu holechu mitasher. We become happy and satisfied. Holechu mitmale oneg v'deshen pnimi. We fill ourselves with a sense of goodness, with a sense of satisfaction and inner contentment. That feeling of goodness is the process of tshuva reminding us that we are free, enabling us to feel to feel that we are true to ourselves. And by being true to ourselves, by being truly free, we feel so uplifted.